Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to WOL 3D India Limited H1 FY26 earnings conference call. Please note all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Please note that this conference is being recorded. With that, I hand over the call to Mr. Suyash Samant from Stellar Investor Relations Advisors. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you. Good afternoon, everyone, and thank you for joining us today. We have with us today the senior management of WOL 3D India Limited, Mr. Rahul Chandalia, Chairman and Managing Director, who will represent WOL 3D India Limited on the call. The management will be sharing the key operating and financial highlights for the half year ended September 30, 2025, followed by a question and answer session. Please note, this call may contain some of the forward-looking statements which are completely based upon the company's beliefs, opinions, and expectations as of today. These statements are not a guarantee of the company's future performance and involve unforeseen risks and uncertainties. The company also undertakes no obligation to update any forward-looking statements to reflect developments that occur after the statement is made. I now hand over the conference to Mr. Rahul Chandalia. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you, Suyash, for the introduction. So good afternoon, everyone, and thank you for joining our today's earning call. I trust you have had the opportunity to review our results and investor presentation uploaded on the stock exchanges. As this is only our second earnings call, and considering that we have a few new participants, I would like to begin with a brief overview of our business. Following this, I will move on to the key operational and financial highlights for this period. So at WOL 3D India, our vision has been to make 3D printing accessible and affordable for India by building a complete ecosystem rather than just a distribution network. We set up experience centers to educate customers, provide hands-on exposure, and strengthen service and trust. Our backward integration into PLA-based filament manufacturing in Maharashtra and Bhiwandi has further enhanced our control over quality, pricing, and supply chain efficiency. This integrated approach has helped us to achieve a dominant 60 to 70% share of the organized consumer 3D printing market. We have positioned ourselves as a comprehensive solution provider through a portfolio spanning 3D printers, consumables, laser engravers, and design and prototyping services. By partnering with various global brands, we stay aligned with a fast evolving technology while focusing on scaling our distribution and service nationwide. With more than 10 experience centers across major cities and states, we plan to expand it nationwide. Our trained technical team, strong infrastructure, and alignment with government-led digital and education initiatives in place, us a strong position to drive widespread adoption of 3D printing across homes, institutions, and businesses in India. So, Suyash, for the presentation, you can keep the first page. After the opening remarks, I'll go through the presentation for reference. As part of our growth strategy, we have launched various initiatives. One, we launched Brahma. It is India's largest 3D printing farm, which is serving as a centralized hub for innovation, R&D, and mass customization. With over 200 plus printers powered by our in-house filament manufacturing, Brahma will reduce outsourcing costs, strengthen operational efficiency, and also accelerate product development in India. From material testing to rapid prototyping to small batch production to customization, all can be done at Brahma. The facility supports both B2B and B2C expansion and caters to industries such as aerospace, automobile, healthcare, architecture, manufacturing, while also functioning as a training and demonstration center to foster collaboration and build customer trust for a long-term gain for WOL 3D. To complement our infrastructure expansion, we have launched a retail brand, which is called as Winglets. Winglets is India's premium 3D printed, make in India 3D printed toy brand. We are featuring various categories such as animals, fantasy figures, reptiles, aqua, to name a few. These products are manufactured, they are designed in forms which are not possible to traditional molding, and they are being sold across various channels like Blinkit and also through Amazon and our own website. We also look to get into modern trade with these products to go through various modern trade retail outlets. And these are powered by the Brahma Farm for basically rapid designing, refinement, and production. Winglets aims to deliver export quality, sustainable, and innovative toys while making Make in India, supporting Make in India, Atmanirbhar Bharat by reducing imports and promoting meet demands. With to growing demand in Delhi, we have moved our existing branch office to a bigger, better, and more impressive space, providing increased capacity, improved infrastructure, and a more engaging with a more engaging environment, demonstrating Waterdeep's commitment to serving North India with great accessibility, enhanced technical support, and an elevated customer experience. We are also strengthening our industry partnership to support long-term capability building as part of the growth strategy. We have signed an MOU with Aptech Limited, a global leader in vocational training and skill development, to jointly introduce 3D printing and product design programs to more than their 10,000 customers, clients, and students every year. This initiative will equip students with industry-relevant, future-ready skills in design and additive manufacturing, further expanding our ecosystem and supporting the growing demand for skilled labor talent in this sector. As a key marketing initiative, Wall3D has also marked its 9th anniversary with the Max sale. It is one of the biggest sale campaigns they have ever run in the past 9 years, where we were driving, through outbound advertisement in various places across Mumbai. Targeted ads were done. We had done influencer promotions with 50-plus influencers, tie-up and relationships, and extensive social media engagement and special discount offers across India. Now, moving on to the financials, just to give you a brief. In the H1, the first half yearly of FY26, our revenue from operations grew by 82% year-on-year, reaching 242 crores, reflecting a strong and sustained growth trajectory, which we expect to continue through H2 FY26. EBITDA stood by 4 crores with a margin of about 9%, moderated due to the strategic front loading of expenses, including higher employee cost investments in new product verticals. Profit after tax has been increased by about 31%, reaching to 4 crores approximately, highlighting healthy bottom line growth also. As we scale further, we anticipate the economies of scale will help absorb these costs and support margin expansion, strengthening both operational efficiency and long-term profitability. Our revenue mix for the period continues to underscore the strength of our core business. Hardware contributed nearly 86% of the revenue, supported by strong market demand, steady volume growth, with a stagnant growth of 86% year-on-year. Consumables accounted for about 12%, driven by scale benefits of in-house filament manufacturing, delivering 70% year-on-year growth. Prototyping and after-sales contributed to about 1-2% each, reflecting a stable, well-diversified support system around our core offerings. Reinforcing this performance, the printer in the fiscal year last year, first half yearly, we had sold about 4,500 machines. This year, in the half yearly, we have sold about 7,571 units, further validating that the robust momentum in a hardware will increase and it's more of a consumer business also. With expanded production capabilities, a diversified product portfolio, and a strengthened supplier network, we are well positioned to meet rising demand, move into higher value segments, and deliver sustainable, scalable growth. This is the entire opening remarks of the brand. And as you are aware, now I go to the presentation for everybody's reference also. So as you are aware, 3D printing has a lot of benefits. It's across manufacturing, education, hardware. So we've been catering to all these different industries, which are cost effective, and also easy raw material availability. Next. So just can you have the next slide? So journey to becoming a leader in 3D printing solutions. So as you see, we started in 2019. In 2025, we have achieved, more than about 10 experience centers, Brahma, Winglets team. And, we have always had a growth trajectory in the performance-wise. There are also new things coming every year. Next. And, there are various trends that we come with. We come with an ecosystem where it's not just the hardware. It's about providing a 360 solution for people to understand what we can create, what we can do. We have established one of the best distribution network in 3D printing in India, from being a part of Blinkit, Reliance Digital, Flipkart, Amazon, our own e-com website, experience centers. So we have come through all these different spaces. We have about 10 branch offices, about 5 experience offices, you know, franchisee offices across India. And we have, you know, very experienced promoters, qualified team members, a good leadership team with about 12 plus leaders who are taking care of various, you know, departments across the company. Growth strategies have always been forward integration, move into more end product manufacturing to give, you know, 3D printing a better visibility in the market, also strengthen brand visibility, become a core, you know, when it comes to water, distillery, similarly 3D printing to walls, really what we are, you know, doing is strengthening a brand visibility to PR marketing through all those processes. We also doing into backward integration, like becoming capacity building and technology and talent, and how can we, you know, make the brand visibility more better. Next. So we are a one-stop solution. We do everything from hardware, consumables, prototyping, other services, installation training. So we act as start to end to a customer's, you know, need. And these are a client list that we cater to name a few. Next. So hardware includes our printers, pens, scanners, laser engravers. These are the hardware. In the last full year, the printers sold were 10,200, and in the first half year itself, we have sold about 7,600 approximately 3D printers. Next. Consumables also, we are seeing a decent growth. Last year, we are increasing the capacity utilization, and we are manufacturing PLA, ABS is what our focus has been in the manufacturing sector right now. Next. We are doing good in the prototyping space. We are now with Brahma coming into place, which happened in September, October. Now we look at good revenue building in that also as we're working and starting to have relationship with various companies in sectors like education, aerospace, defense, automotive, healthcare, consumer products, and also manufacturing as a sector. Next. And we have established a very, you know, amazing distribution network across India. And you see the map of India. We have almost covered the south of India. Then we also have Hyderabad, Telangana coming on the east. Then we have Guwahati there, and then Delhi in the north. So we are also now trying to expand our regions in the east of India. And in the coming time, we'll soon have some announcements for east. Next. Just give me 1 second, please. Yeah, so we have done various marketing initiatives where, you know, we have launched Winglets, successfully launched during the toy business in Delhi. We have been doing a lot of exhibitions across India, and we have received brilliant feedback on the entire toy as a category. Then we did a 9th anniversary, like I said in my opening remarks. These are the hoardings that you see on the right-hand side. This is how the hoardings look like. We were there across, you know, Mumbai, where from Haji Ali Junction to Mahalakshmi to various different places. We had done the outdoor advertisement where we were promoting the mat sales. So how you know, Amazon has the great Indian Fest, or, you know, Flipkart has the billion sale that goes on. So we thought of, you know, every year to have a campaign called as a mat sales. So we started with the first year. It's been a great, great results. We have worked with 40 plus colleges, digital holdings across Mumbai. And I think it was a successful activity that we tried. Then we have been doing a lot of collaborative initiatives and, you know, with various international brands. And we're also focusing on a lot of marketing on offline and online. Online a lot on social media, Instagram, Meta, Google. There are various platforms that they're using for marketing. Can we have next? So we have opened a lot of branch offices, and we continue to do that. Mumbai, can you see? Mumbai, Ahmedabad, Guwahati, these are some photographs. just for reference and some, you know, during the opening when we did, Chennai is the newly opened space that we did. Next. So these experience centers, just to give you a brief, they are about, it can be anything from 1,100 to about 2,500 square feet, depending on the location. It has from start to end solution to a customer, from you know, sales, installation, training, after sales, buying of machine, 3D printing, doing prototyping services, catering to customer needs. Everything is done through the experience center. So these experience center works as a com as a company of office itself, which are, you know, taking care of end-to-end solution. So I believe that 36 states in India, Union Territories, everywhere, it's like one place is like one country. So we're trying to be a part of these horizons to reach the India market. Then we have done some great achievements in the past coming years. We were in Shark Tank, then in where, you know, we received a great offer. We were featured in ETCIO. We have also won the ET Edge Awards winner for the most prestigious brand. Then we also been there in various news articles like ET Manufacturing, to name a few. And last year we got listed on the stock exchange. It's been almost a year now that we are completing. Next. We have an experienced management coming in. I being the MD of the company with a great experience of about, you know, 10 years in 3D printing. Today we have Saloni, she's a full-time director. We have Mr. Pradeep, he's also a full-time director, coming with a great experience on electronics and helping in the entire, you know, the technical part of the business. We have Swati also, she's a non-executive director. And as you are aware, we have newly appointed a new CFO to the company, CA Mayuresh Mahesh Advilkar. He has more than 10 years of experience, and he's worked with companies like Parkinson's and Monitor Go India Private Limited. So he's a new addition to the management team. And yeah, next. We have done various initiatives across, you know, past about a year or so, like broadening product designs. Then we have done 200 plus 3D printers, you know, 24/7 reaching. We're expanding, adding new markets. We also exported some cement 3D printers. And then strengthening brand visibility. We have done a lot of awareness and marketing and collaborations with various influencers, from, you know, A category influencers to B. We have A plus. We have met all kind of influencer marketing that we have done. Backward integration, we are working on the capacity also, and we are enabling you know, getting higher talent for the entire company right now. Next. So industry growth, there are various reasons why there's a growth. Average industry growth has been 20-25%. We are growing at a great number. As you are aware, we grew by 82% as compared to last half year. So we are doing good numbers compared to the global market, also the Indian market. And we, you know, we want to focus on having a great growth in the coming years also. Next. So these are just some financials. We have already uploaded our financials online. People might have gone through. Maybe if you have any questions, I'll be happy to answer them. So these are the historical. We had a PAT of about 12%, 11.5%, which happened in fiscal 25. And yeah, next. So this is also the balance sheet we have already uploaded. Any questions, that I'll be happy to answer them during the Q&A sessions that we are taking forward. Yeah, next. Then shareholding remains same in the promoter. We hold 65.5%. There's been no change in the shareholding. And then we have some public 31.4. We have, you know, FII and DII about 2.7 and 0.5%. And this is how the share looks like. Next. Yeah, so I think I have gone through the entire presentation, our growth and what we have done. And Suyash, maybe we can open the floor for questions if, you know, we can streamline it in a way so that we can answer the questions that people are asking. And I hope my presentation was clear, and, you know, I could give a brief about the brand. So I am right now in Germany. I'm attending Formnext. It is world's biggest 3D printing exhibition. So I'm, you know, on a call from Germany right now to everybody who's attending the call right now.
Thank you, Rahul sir. We'll start with question and answers. So, Swapnil, you can take the lead now, please.
Thank you so much. Ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin with the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may click on the raise hand icon from the participant tab on your screen. We will take Hemant K. Anandan Capital, who will be asking his question. Please go
Hello.
ahead.
Yeah, hello. Am I audible?
Yes, we can hear you.
Yeah, good morning, Himaji. I can hear you. Tell me.
Good morning, sir. Good morning. Thank you for giving me an opportunity. I would like to understand, like, what kind of 3D printers have we, installed in our, Brahma facility, currently?
So basically, what we have done is that with the experience of, selling these machines, and also I've been to China where I've attended various 3D printing farms. So we have installed 3D printers which have a life of about 5, 6 years easily, and those meet the demand for end product manufacturing, where the look and feel of the printer, the output of the machine can give you the final product results. So we have tried to keep one single brand as a part of the Brahma so that, it becomes streamlined, and also everything is controlled through one single application. So right now we are using, there's a brand called as Bamboo Lab. So we are using the entire two of the ranges of Bamboo Lab as a printers for the 3D printing farm.
So, sir, with current government's push on, Make in India initiative and, bigger push on defense and aerospace, right? Are we planning on installing any 3D printers in our, farms, which are basically useful for manufacturing precision engineered metal-based components like that?
So just to tell you, Himanji, that there is our focus has always been consumer 3D printing. We also cater to a lot of industrial needs. So what we do is that, I feel these machines that you are talking about, metal or all these, they are a lot of spending on it. The capital investment for a metal printer can cost you about 3 crores to 4 crores. So right now we don't intend to expand ourselves in investing on capital here, but because of relationship in the industry, we've been taking a lot of jobs or roles, a lot of orders for these kind of products where we outsource it to vendors who have these machines, and cost viability becomes easier for us. As we have been creating a good brand image in the industry, a lot of leads come to us. So even if we don't have an in-house capability of those kind of, higher technology products, we outsource it and get the solution done for the clients.
Okay, and the last question. We have collaborated with Aptech, right? So,
Yeah.
how is the revenue sharing model there?
So in Aptech, we have kept it very simple. Is that Aptech has about 300 plus centers across India. We started with two centers, and basically they would be having technology in every center where we will directly sell those machines to them on each center, and then whatever is the revenue that they generate by selling 3D printing technology courses in their different centers, we have a revenue share. And as we are under an MOU and NDA with them, we cannot share the exact figures of revenue with you. But across 300 centers, if we sell machines, we get a good revenue on selling the machines, and then we get a long-term revenue of, sales after sales support, installation, and everything.
And the last question, I think you mentioned something about installing, 3D printers in some government-based schools also or colleges also. How is the growth? How much are we covering in terms of the schools, or what is the revenue potential that is coming from that angle?
So just to tell you, so Himanji, I mean, I would like to, take this as the last question because we will have other people also. So maybe you can come back in the round, but I'll answer this question of yours. So we feel education is very important, sir.
Yeah.
Education department, as you know, Atal Tinkering Lab is the concept which was announced during the this thing budget, where 50,000 schools were announced that they will have 3D printing solutions in their schools. That is called the Atal Tinkering Labs. We cater to these solutions as, supplying the 3D printers and all that. So that market is now opening up. We have earlier done about 5, 6,000 schools, not directly, but through various vendors. So I expect this market to open up right now. In the next 3 years, we also try to have a highest market share in this entire 50,000 schools. So obviously, if you see, each school can have a revenue of 50,000 to 1 lakh rupees, depending on the machine that the school prefers. So 50,000 schools with the revenue of 50,000, 1 lakh rupees a machine, you can calculate the revenue. It can be about 250 crores to 500 crores in the next 3 to 5 years. So that's the revenue by the Atal Tinkering Lab. How much we get is what the efforts we are putting into there.
Okay, fair enough. Thank you, sir, and all the best for your future.
Thank you so much, Himanshu.
Thank you. We'll take our next question from the line of Akash Jain of Vijit Global Securities Private Limited. Mr. Jain, please go ahead with your question.
Good morning,
Hello, Rahul
Akash.
ji. Yeah, good
Oh,
morning. Hi.
hi, good morning. My question is regarding the Brahma Park. So we started at a, I think, at a pilot mode. So what is the status as of now? And what is the average cost of printer installed in the Brahma Park?
Okay, just to answer you these questions, Akashji, that first is the so Brahma is performing nice. We started to get revenues already in the space, and also there are a few projects that we are working on. We have yet not announced any kind of MOU that we have done, but we are in the discussion mode. So also now, as in when we are increasing the marketing and PR of such a production capacity or capability available, we are getting more people coming to us for incubation of design and print and and make newer products. So Brahma has already started to get revenue in the next half yearly. That is a year-end result. You will see Brahma having some good revenue coming in. The average cost of machine that we have taken from Brahma is about maybe 40,000 rupees is the average cost of machine, and we invested that kind of money in the technology that we're using right now.
And my next follow-up is what kind of services would we offer from Brahma? I think it would be prototyping services.
So basically, Brahma, the idea is that, Akashi, we are looking at proto as a concept. Proto is something that everybody believed that 3D printing is only for prototyping. But in the coming time, 3D printing has converted from a prototyping to an end product manufacturing. So at Brahma, obviously, we are catering to prototyping, but we are also doing a lot of end product manufacturing where we are making end products for clients where which we are selling in the retail format. So we are working with various people who are there, into exhibitions. So we are making end product of their bigger models into smaller models for exhibition displays. We are working with a lot of corporate gifting clients right now where we are making corporate gifting products for them for, selling to their clients, like anatomical models, NFC, some 3D printed parts and a lot of things like these. So we are working with a lot of people, and like I said, as the word of mouth is increasing, we are getting higher number of clienteles coming in. And yeah, that's a good growth trajectory that we see that, and also, you asked me what is there ahead for Brahma. So we started with 200, 250 printers. I saw farms in China which have 7,000 printers. So I see that, in the coming time, within 6 to 1 year, if, we are performing, we are getting the numbers that we have planned, maybe we'll expand our capacity, grow from, 250 to 1,000. Always the dream is to reach a very big number of, having end product manufacturing in India itself. So that's for Brahma that we're looking at right now.
Yeah. And my one more question is regarding the fall in OPMs in H1 FY26. So predominantly our business is dependent on redistribution business, that is hardware, that is accounting for around 85% of top line. So
Yes.
what is your outlook now going forward with filament business also doing well and prototyping emerging theme? So what can be your revenue mix?
Akashi, the thing is that, the first half yearly, obviously, if you see the revenue PAT has reduced because of, high expenses that we have done. Just to give you a brief, and also, we didn't cover that part in the presentation. We have recruited very senior people from the industry who could lead us in various departmental roles. Like, we have recruited Sanjay Gondane. He's basically our national sales head for Winglets as a brand, having 27 years of experience only into toy industries, into selling. Right now, we also recruited Mr. Pradeep. He is, taking care of the national sales of Ball 3D, where his focus has been where he has worked for about 22 years. He's been the national sales for EverReady batteries, GM electrical switches, and also Hikvision cameras. And he has worked highly in the modern trade sector of these businesses and also with online growth. So I've just, said two of them, but we have recruited very senior people. So our expenses are increasing in the first half yearly. But what we have seen is that spending on such kind of, resources will give us higher revenue in the second half yearly. And you will see a lot of change in the PAT, and maybe we'll better with time and increase our revenue in the PAT also.
Good to know about the new recruitments.
Okay.
Congratulations.
Thank you so much, Akash. Thank you for trusting us. Thank you.
That is from all from my side right now. I will come back in queue.
Yeah, sure. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Mr. Jain. We'll take our next question from the line of Faisal Hawa from H.G. Hawa and Company. Please go ahead with your question.
So overall, what you feel is that when will 3D printing become a mainstream manufacturing, and it will replace CNC manufacturing? And is there any development in US for about this? And what kind of patterns do we carry on the winglets that we are making?
Okay. Good morning, Faisal ji. So, three questions. First is, we see that 3D printing is getting a lot of attention across the world. Right now, like I said, I'm in Formnext. It is world's biggest 3D printing exhibition. Yesterday was the first day I saw a lot of walk-ins, a lot of people across the exhibition. And it's a specific to 3D printing only. So across the world, people are coming. There are very big brands showcasing their product. And I see a lot of orientation towards consumer 3D printing moving from industrial, because consumer is where the growth is. And the vision of the company is to have 3D printing at every home. So I feel a lot of movement is coming in the last 6 months, this revenue and the previous 1 year. We see a lot of shift of consumer base also from a B2B business. A lot of B2C business has been growing. And we did mad sales. We had completely B2C as a business where, direct customers were buying 3D printers for their home use, personal use. And they're just buying. Some people are buying for passion. Some people are buying to tinker with the technology. Some people are buying for their kids. So we see a very different trajectory of the usage. And that's why we bet big on 3D printing right now, because it's like the 3D, it's like the computer industry. We showcase the computer in a lab, in a school, and gradually customers started buying for end use for their home. The same we are looking for 3D printing, and as and more awareness is increasing, the application and usages. Then for winglets is basically a design product. We are designing it, where in-house and creating. The best part about winglets is they are designed in a way where it cannot be molded, it cannot be made using traditional manufacturing. So we are designing in a way where only 3D printing is possible, and we're making it very colorful and very, good looking, and it should be very fun to play with. So that's how the Winglet brand is coming up, and we are looking a lot of MOUs coming time, where we will be coming with winglets in retail formats, where you can buy a 3D printed toy just like you buy a normal toy from Hamleys or any store like this. So we are working towards it. Senior people in the company who are managing that sector are working hard to get these placements across modern trade. And sorry, you had also asked a question about replacing CNC. So, we are not here to replace any other technology. We are very clear that everybody has the existence. Traditional manufacturing, which includes your CNC mold making, will exist and continue to exist because your cost of manufacturing for high volumes is very less. But yes, 3D printing has its space of, in the US, like you asked me, in the US and all these places, the trajectory is, mass customization, batch manufacturing, on-demand manufacturing. These three segments cannot be answered by, laser engravers or, CNC cutting. So 3D printing is where it has come into place. And 3D printing is meeting the needs of end product manufacturing for, batch production and mass manufacturing. So I think that suffices the need, and all technologies have their space. The best part is that India is just 0.3% of the global 3D printing market, and the government wants to focus to become a 5%, so 12 times the number that is the target. So this opportunity helps us to cater to a bigger demand in the market right now.
And do you feel that we could have many more tie-ups with companies other than China also, and represent them as sole agents for India?
Yeah, so Faisal ji, right now, as I said, I am in Formnext. We are looking for opportunities where we get some good brands coming to India, where it also becomes the cost feasibility. Also, the product should be new and different. So we are looking for further tie-ups. Maybe in the next call or whenever it is, we will announce some new tie-ups if we are coming through them. And all those, also whether we believe it or not, but China has become the manufacturing hub for the world. So all these brands that we sell in India also, they are brands which are the highest sellers in Europe and US. So somewhere, we have to be dependent on them for their, product in India. But we are looking for some international brands to manufacture in Europe and US. But also the cost becomes higher because the manufacturing goes to an expensive country. But we are looking for new tie-ups, new relationship making, so that, as an ecosystem of 3D printing, we have solutions various across prices, across brands, and across areas.
Thanks a lot for your time, and I appreciate your answering my questions so well.
Thank you so much, Faisal.
Thank you so much. We request all participants to restrict to two questions and then return to the queue for more questions, please. To rejoin the queue, you may click on the raise hand icon again. We'll take our next question from Agastya Dave of CAO Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, good afternoon. Am I audible?
Good afternoon, Agastya, please.
Congratulations on great set of numbers. Sir, I have just one question. If I
Yeah.
divide the company in four segments, one is what you're buying, importing from outside India and selling in India using your distribution and other things. Second is maybe in future you will start manufacturing your own 3D printers, maybe. Third is the consumables for all the printers that you are selling, and fourth is the manufacturing part. So let's take a 2 to 3 year picture. How do you see these four segments contributing to the overall turnover? What will be your capital allocation policy around this? And margin-wise, how do they play out? And in terms of ROEs, is it more sensible as of now to actually concentrate on the manufacturing part, or you want to continue doing the manufacturing of the printer part? Do you want to be the hardware, or you want to be an end user of these 3D printers? Just I'm talking about the next 3 years, not beyond that.
Yeah, so just to give you an Agastya, just to give an idea, the four categories that you said. So selling hardware has always been our bread butter. That's where we
Right.
grew. That's how people
Right.
know us, because we are one of the biggest for India market. So we continue to do that. But like you see, the revenue has been increasing 82% compared to last year. So
Right.
obviously, this revenue has been contributed highly from the hardware part of the business. We'll continue to grow that. But in the meantime, what we have also done, you know, a lot of people have questions that, you know, hardware may have a limited margin as you grow. In
Right.
order to have those, you know, doubts about margins getting reduced, we are trying to create a secondary business where it's a part of the extension forward integration where higher revenues can come in. Like,
Right.
you know, prototyping, filaments, end product manufacturing, retail products, they come with a higher margin of 40, 50, 70%. So we are trying to average it out where although the revenue for these products may not have a higher value in the entire revenue sector, but their profit margin will add a lot of revenue in the total profitability of the brand. So, you know, hence we launched with two kind of brands, two kind of retail products. One is the entire, you know, Divine Collection, where we are creating gods of various designs from 2 inch to 8 inch car designs to maybe a temple. We are
Right.
creating this, which is the divine, that is the idol. So basically, idol or Pratima ji, these things are not an organized market. So we're trying to get into organized market so that you get a higher brand value for this product.
Right.
Winglets is also launched in a way so that higher revenue comes in, and hence it's a new product. Today, traditional manufacturing of toys, people are used to it, they've seen it and done it. So we thought maybe higher revenue. So in the coming time, in the next 3 to 5 years, we look at good revenue increase as we are growing year on year. Our average has been about 40%, but this year we have done 82. And as the market is supporting, we look at more growth in the coming 3 years, and we see a very big volume, as you know, D2C has taken a lot of big you know, push to us as a growth. Brahma and Winglets also, I see a good, great performance in China. I've seen 7,000 printers. They're creating crazy revenues only in end product manufacturing. And Brahma, what we created is only 200, 250 printers in China. With 7,000 printers, they still have a revenue of cost to sales is 2x. You know, the cost is 1 rupee and the sale is 2 rupee. So
Okay.
higher margins also with 7,000 printers. So you understand, even though capacity is
Right.
so high, they're able to get double the profit.
Right.
So we want to do the same, but I always feel that you know, India is in the nascent stage. We should you know, grow gradually. We should invest money where profitability comes in, and
Right.
also there should be a risk and reward both. So you take higher risk obviously, but you also expect the reward to come in. And
Right.
once you know, or once you feel that you know you're in the right space, that's where the next expansion comes in. So hence the
Rahul,
entire
so
expansion.
this entire point I have already understood. I heard you in the Arian conference, and I understand your thought process. What I wanted to ask you was, 3 years down the line, how big do you think this manufacturing piece can become? Would it be like a 50-50 split between the
So
hardware and the
we look at
manufacturing?
we Agastya ji, we look at 60-40. So the hardware will become 60%,
And this is
40% will become the
at the revenue level.
at the revenue level, yeah.
Okay,
And
and at the
also
margin
yeah.
level, this will be inverted, right? Because the margins in
Yeah,
manufacturing
yeah,
is
yeah.
better. Okay.
Margin will become 70-30. So my
And
40%
CapEx level
becomes
pay,
70%.
for you to reach 40% contribution from manufacturing, how much CapEx would you require over the next 3 years?
So right now, the CapEx that we look like, we put a 250 printer farm, we spend about 1.5 crores for it. So CapEx will be about, 6 to 8 crores that we'll require to reach 1,000-1,500 capacity. So that's the CapEx
That
that we
should be
look at.
sufficient.
Yeah, that should be okay for us. So, and also we have a lot of liquid cash with us right now, which we have, using for regular businesses. So that, yeah. So that's the CapEx that we're
The
looking at.
only then the conclusion becomes that your asset turnovers are far better than what the Chinese numbers that you're quoting. If they are at
Yeah.
2x, your asset turnovers, even now at the nascent stage, it looks better. I don't know whether I'm right or not, but it looks the asset turnovers are better, and probably the margins are matching the Chinese numbers that you were quoting.
Rightly said, you have observed it correctly. Our asset turnover is not better. And also, cost of manufacturing, just to compare you, whether China, whether India, we're using the same machine, the same raw material, and labor in India is a little cheaper. So our cost of manufacturing is lower than what Chinese are doing. So, I mean, we are in the benefit of that.
Rahul, thank you very much for doing the conference call and doing it from Germany and also answering the questions so candidly. Thank you very much and all the best. A great performance. Carry on.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. We have our next question coming in from Chirag Maru of Keynote Capitals. Please
Good
go
morning,
ahead,
sir.
Mr. Chirag.
Yes. Hi. Good afternoon, Rahul. How are you?
Yeah, hi, good afternoon. I'm doing good. Please
I
share.
have four set of questions. One is related to the legacy business first. I'm able to see that from a consumer-based business of distribution of printers, now we have added another thing to us, which was cement or concrete-based printers that we are selling. So can I expect that down the line, if you see an opportunity in B2B segments also, you are willing to outsource or distribute the B2B-based printers too?
Yeah. So our first answer is that basically we look at opportunities today. Selling a consumer, selling a cement 3D printing was an opportunity that came to us. We had a client, we had a manufacturer in place, so it just became a right relationship making for us. So B2B or making into an industrial grade 3D printers is not a focus area. We are not looking for getting into it at present because consumer is much bigger for me, and I think it will weigh up past what industrial 3D printing has been. So opportunities come in, we will obviously grab it because we have a brand value. Because a lot of customers whom we work with is, like they are big corporates, big entities. Even if they buy 10 things, if they want the 11th industrial product, they tell us, why don't you source it for us? Why don't you only give me? So we want you to be a one-point solution. And that's when we try to approach people who manufacture or make that.
Got it. And by when can we expect this $390,000 worth of order to get completed?
So right now we are in the process. I think it should be done, maybe 3 months or something. Because there has been a change in tariff. Some US tariff has been increased. So we have already shipped one of the container. The second one we are in discussion right now, where the
And
order period.
so will it be fair to assume 50% of the revenue of this order has been completed? Or is in our revenue now?
No, we have not done any revenue. We have done only $110,000 as the revenue that we have. Hit.
Got it.
Yeah.
Perfect. So my second question is related to the backward integration that we have. I'm able to see as numbers of printers getting sold, and now we are self going to manufacture products. We only have 40% utilization today. So I'm hoping that this is going to enhance the integration for us. And are we expected to add some capacity? At what level can I expect that the current capacity would be sufficable?
So right now we are not looking at adding any capacity right now, I feel, because we are using a day shift that we are generally working. Whenever there's over demand, we do it a night shift also. So right now, presently, I feel we are satisfied with what the capacity is, and we are also seeing the global market, what are the filament prices globally. So we don't want to be in a very aggressive mode where we spend something where we build a capacity. So gradually, as and when we think a capacity building is required, we'll look into it. But right now, I don't see any new building of capacity. And we want to first utilize this, utilize the capacity as maximum that we can go to.
Fair enough. My third set of question is related to Brahma now. Based on my understanding, we have already done some pilot testing, as I'm able to see in some of the products that you have showcased related to that egg ball, which can include some kind of Pokemon stuff, which is very much eye-catchy for the smaller kids in the country. So just wanted to understand what will be the target product. We are one that you have said is that the divine, the gods and idols, and second one which has winglets, which are the smaller size of products. So as acceptance of these products are increasing, could you just let me know at today's capacity of 200 200 plus printers, what kind of revenue can we do if we are working on 12-hour based and 24-hour based capacity?
So right now, in all these 200 printers, if I start manufacturing full capacity, we have a weekly production maybe approximately coming to 15,000 pieces. And just to revenue wise, if you're asking me how much revenue can we hit, 15,000 pieces can give me a revenue of 15 lakh rupees. So in a month, we can reach a capacity of 60 lakhs. In a year, 7 crores, 20 lakhs is what the capacity can be if I do proper 100% utilization. And how much we're utilizing, we are in a very starting stage of the entire branding as well as product making. So in order to use the capacity utilization, that's the reason we got two of our own brands, because we decided that we shouldn't be dependent on outsourcing as only a business. Some capacity should be in-house where we create our in-house products, and some capacity should be built for other people where they give the orders. So that's how we are trying to divide the capacity of Brahma. And also we're seeing a fantastic response to the winglets as a brand. In the coming 6 months, we will see a lot of good results coming in that space also, and we'll keep you updated with various announcements of whatever we've done in those areas.
Right. And just to understand, I know that we would be requiring product designers who can work on Corel Draw or something to create product once and the SKU is created forever. So for this type of setup, what kind of employee expense are we looking for to build that team?
So best thing is that whatever expense you see today, we have already covered all these areas and aspects. So I don't see any new investment on the team will be taken, because we have built the team enough to right now we have given them a big platform to fly. So I always feel that before you fly, you make sure your platforms are in the right place. So hence we got all the team members in place. Right now we got few new leaderships, so they are also revisiting the entire team. And they're making a plan of action, what new employees will be needed in the next 1 year or 2 years. So accordingly, we may plan employee expansion. And right now we have a team of about 200 people across India with 11 experience centers across. So our designers we already have in place, but we also do this a little outsource of design because it becomes cheaper, because production is what our focus is. And that's how we have divided the entire Brahma team also, where we have more than 15 people only focusing on Brahma as a category.
Just one last from my side, and I'll join back the queue. What kind of advertisement and promotion spends are we expecting down the line as we are building a brand and it's completely category creation for us, 3D products? Where, and second, is it like freight forwarding a big part of our expenses currently? And just to understand this a little better, that would be the two questions first. Join by the
Okay,
queue.
so first thing is right now we are not spending much on Winglets Brahma advertisement, because I always believe, and also what I read and learned is that brand banta hai retail se, brand banta hai modern trade or general trade se. So hence the entire team formation that we are creating is to cater to the general trade and modern trade, where we are trying to have MOUs with brands who have more than 350 stores, 300 stores, 200 stores, so that we can put in a brand product over there. Automatically the word of mouth will create an online business for us. तो ऑनलाइन बिजनेस जो रहता है वो इट इज फॉर अ सर्टेन पीरियड, जब तक हमने एड दौड़ाया प्रोडक्ट बिका, इफ एड नहीं किया तो प्रोडक्ट स्टॉप हो जाता है. सो वी आर ट्राइंग टू क्रिएट एन ऑफलाइन ब्रांड फॉर दैट. सो स्पेंडिंग ऑन ऑनलाइन इज नॉट मच टिल नाउ, सो दैट्स गुड फॉर अस. वॉल 3D वी आर स्पेंडिंग ऑनलाइन, सो वी हैव अबाउट लाइक यू नो मे बी लाइक इफ यू आस्क मी मार्केटिंग एक्सपेंसिस, वी स्पेंड अबाउट 2-3% ऑफ द रेवेन्यू एवरी ईयर ऑन मार्केटिंग. दैट्स अ बॉल पार्क दैट वी लुक एट फिगर एट स्पेंडिंग.
Fair enough. Thank you so much, Charles. I'll join back to you.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Thank you, Chirag. Our next question is coming in from the line of Achal Agarwal of Systematix. Please go ahead with
Hi,
your question, Achal.
good afternoon, Ashish.
Good afternoon. Thank you for giving me the opportunity. Am I audible?
Yeah, you are clear, please.
Okay, thank you. So, wanted to understand how our gross margins are going to look forward. So, I see we had a contraction this quarter for almost 450 to 500 basis points. So, how do you see it going forward? And can you give us the details on its basic three raw materials that you use? How does the costing and sourcing work for all this? Main raw materials.
So basically, gross margins are different for different categories. If you're looking at, are you looking at gross margin for filament manufacturing by any chance? Is that you're looking
This
at
was
specifically?
the group. So yeah, you can give me the breakup if you, yeah, if you
Yeah,
wish.
so different products have different gross margins. A printer can have a gross margin of 35%. Filaments have a gross margin of 60%. Brahma and the end product have a gross margin of 60-70%. So these all gross margins are differ, and hence, the profitability is also, we expect higher on the other categories. And as our consumption is increasing capacity, the purchasing power, also the buying power of these products is getting cheaper for us, increasing the margin levels.
Okay, so basically, as you see the product mix moving more towards your consumers and manufacturing, you see this gross margin would eventually become a blended higher gross margin to around how much can it peak like for if you see like in 3 4 years?
HLGC is always looking to have the higher revenue, higher profit, and higher PAT. We have always worked towards getting, profitability in place. So, as you see, we have been more sustained in the profitability. This half yearly, we have seen, because of higher expenses that happened across, areas and regions. But I feel by the full year, you'll see the averaging coming out, because all these expenses look at expense at the first time, especially, team building. But in the longer term, these team building give you the revenue which covers the cost. So I think the next half yearly, I'll be in a better position to justify or, maybe give a brief of the expenses that we are doing.
Okay. And
And
so
margins
in
are
terms of
something that, like looking forward, questions are very difficult to answer on how much it can be.
Okay, all right, understood. Also, in terms of your investments that you would be needing for the short to medium term in the next 2 3 years, like you said that you want to take the machine capacity that of 200 to almost 1,000, you are saying in which time frame? Sorry, the line was a little bit
So
unstable on
we
my
are
end.
looking to expand based on the need and demand, but I think maybe 6 to 12 months.
2,000. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so you think you have, so you will that additionally capacity will be utilized towards your own production or the MAUs, or do you see their
So
visibility of the own?
it will be a mix of both, and also, we are generating a lot of funds through the profit itself. So maybe we'll be able
Okay.
to cater these demand through our own profitability.
Okay, so do you have an investment target in your mind for next like 18 to 24 months? How much investment you would be needing? And how
So
do you
there are various
plan to
areas
fund
of
that?
investment. Yeah. So there are various investments actually right now, as we are increasing the business, revenue increases, working capital will be an investment that will be required. Then we also plan to increase the number of printers on the farm based on the revenue and the profitability. There may be investment, like I said, maybe 250 2000 can cost an investment of 3 to 5 crores. So there are various investment plans that are there, but all those execution will happen once all these pilot and all the revenues hit in as what we expected.
Okay, so yeah, I think that was all from my side. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. Absolutely.
This is just a little reminder for all the participants to restrict to two questions, please, and then return to the queue for more questions. We'll allow our next participant, Deepak Poddar of Sapphire Capital. Please go ahead with your question, Deepak.
Good afternoon, Deepak.
Yeah, hi, Rahul. I hope you're doing fine.
Yeah, tell me.
Okay, great. So just few queries from my side. Now you mentioned just a clarification first up. So at optimum utilization, how much revenue can this Brahma 3D farm can generate annually?
So at the, see what happens is that Brahma as a farm, there are different products that we're manufacturing. So every product costing is different. The end product pricing is different. So if I look at, just an average product of 100 rupees, if I print, any small product, which, I can make 15,000 pieces, 10 to 15,000 pieces a week. So 60,000 pieces of 100 is what is calculated as 60 lakh rupees revenue. So in a year, the revenue can reach to 7 crores. is what the numbers we are taking, because every machine has a capacity of how much gram can be printed, how much minute does it take. So a 100% capacity can lead to a 7 crore revenue.
I got it. And on the CapEx side, I mean, what is the CapEx that is required for per experience center? I mean, you mentioned you want to expand it from 10 to 30 feet, right?
Yeah, so just to give you an idea, on the experience center, we spent mostly we take a fully furnished space. So our spends on the capital of making the space is not there. We always prefer a fully furnished so that our expenses are a little less on the fixed cost. Then we have more of a variable cost where the team and everything is a spend that we do every month. That cost is about 5 lakh rupees every 5 to 6 lakh rupees, which also includes your rental that you do, rental electricity. So 5 6 lakhs is variable cost that happens. The maximum cost happens in the displays that we put in. So we put in about 10 to 15 lakhs of display. So every experience center will have a cost of about 10 15 lakhs rupees as a display one-time cost, and about 6 lakh rupees monthly cost of variable.
5 to 6 lakh per month, right?
Yeah.
And 15-16 lakh would be the display cost.
Yeah, 15 16 lakh is display. That also, that product after a year or two we sell it as a used product, and then we put in new machines.
Understood. And on the financial side, this other income was higher in this first half. What was the source of this other income?
So other income is basically, there are a lot of funds that we have, a lot of funds that are keep generating with receivables. So we try to put that funds in liquid funds so that we get our 6-7% of revenue.
Okay. But as you kind of invest in this areas that you have pointed out in terms of printers, in terms of experience centers, in terms of working capital, you expect other income to go down, right?
Yeah, other income is not a permanent income. That's neither a business income for me. But because we have funds, we kept it on the side so that it's money that we get, which we can spend on marketing also as an expense.
Understood. And how should one look at your margins, EBITDA margins now? And now this first half margins has dipped because of the reasons you already mentioned, but how should one look at margins going forward?
So, Pudarji, I mean, we expect margins to be better coming time. Like I said, we are doing a lot of good work. And in the next half yearly, you'll see a lot of results coming in, especially team building and investing on your base things like Brahma, and also investing on marketing on the 3D printing as a consumer product. The more and more consumer comes in, higher the margins for the end consumer that we sell. And so we see margins are improving, and it should improve in the coming half yearly.
And what is the steady state EBITDA margin one should look at, or maybe this year EBITDA margin, anything on that front would be very helpful.
See, our target has always been to have a with higher revenue and increasing growth, we shouldn't reduce the EBITDA or the margins. But I believe that what we had last year, we want to continue the same this year also, and we are putting in efforts to maintain that margins.
Last year, I think your EBITDA margin was close to 14.5%, right? I mean, this looks a big gap. From
Yes.
9%, right? From
So
yeah.
we had last year, we had 12% as a PAT margin. This year we have
Ajay.
9% only.
Correct.
But we
Correct.
look at at least maintaining that 12%, so that even if higher revenue, the margins also look good as a 12% of the higher revenue.
Okay. Understood. And in terms of CAGR, I mean, you have to look at next 3 to 5 years, the 40% that you mentioned that we have done in the past in terms of growth. Would that be a good number to work with?
Sir, we always look at higher, and we always love to give more than what is expected. Like everybody expected a 40% of normal growth. We have given 82%. So we are putting
Correct.
all our efforts. 3D printing is a very nascent, it's like an open ground. As much you can run, the ground becomes bigger. So it's up to you how much you want to do it. So, I mean, if things are right, team is putting in their energy, we may have 100% growth, we may have 200% growth. So we see good numbers. But we want to give more than what we promise and try to put in the best efforts to do the right job.
Great. I think that's very helpful. I would like to wish you all the very best there. Yeah,
Thank you so
thanks
much.
a lot.
Thank you so
Yeah,
much.
that would be it from my side.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. We have our next question coming in from the line of Ashwani Agarwal, who is an individual investor. Please go ahead with your
Yeah, hi.
question.
Hi, Ashwan. Good afternoon. Hello.
Yes, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. Please tell me.
Just a couple of questions. Firstly, like with the amount of inventory do we have, do you see any obsolescence risk due to the rapid change of technology in the 3D printer space?
So we don't see any obsolescence right now because the best part is 3D printing is new for everybody. So we generally sell what we want to sell because customers generally come with an opinion, I want 3D printing. So we haven't seen any dead stock for now. And we also have an inventory which covers 2 to 3 to 4 months of our sales.
Okay, great. Also, for the filament manufacturing, the raw material which we have, do we import it or is it easily available in India?
So right now the thing is that we've been importing the raw material. We don't do direct imports. We take from their master distributors in India. And they are not manufactured in India at all. There's no manufacturing plant. Everything is getting imported from Indonesia and Thailand and US, three countries. But what I have got to know is that, you know, there is a company called as Balrampur Industries, where they have started manufacturing of PLA pallets in India. By 2026, they'll start the production. And so we are in close with them. Maybe, you know, if they start manufacturing, we will have a domestic raw material availability in the longer term.
Okay. And what is our target for number of centers by the end of this financial year?
So for the number of centers, there are various strategies that we are working on. So, you know, like I said, the dream is to be in every state one center. So it becomes, you know, catering to one state is one. So we're looking at about 3 to 5 years, putting about 30 plus centers. So this year we are focusing on a lot of other investments. And also we take centers as and when we see the sales have been increasing in those areas. So, you know, we may look at number of centers, which can be, you know, there are two strategies towards it. One is to have one state, one center. One is to have in the same state, three centers. So, you know, like just an example, Mumbai as a region, we have a center only in Lal Bagh. But maybe, you know, in the coming time, we may look at one at Fort, one at Bandra, one at maybe, you know, New Bombay. So maybe, you know, the discussion within is whether, you know, should we put in four centers at four states or should we put four centers in the same state? So we are looking at, you know, different opportunities and areas where, you know, the centers could give high returns for the investment that we're doing right now.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you so much, sir.
Thank you. We have our next question coming in from Udit Sehgal of Pinpoint X Capital.
Hi, good afternoon, Udit ji.
Please go ahead with your question.
Yeah, good afternoon, Rahul ji. Congratulations on a great set of results. So on the hardware part, we've done about 86% growth in H1.
Yes, sir.
So what is our expectation for H2? I mean, can we maintain this growth momentum?
I feel, you know, maintaining growth, we always think of doing upper than, you know, doing what we are used to do. So expected was 40, we reached 82. What I feel is that when the trajectory of any business converts from a B2B, B2C, you know, there is a higher growth that is expected. That's what we did in the first half year. We see a continuation of demand and continuation of growth. And also we see a lot of opportunities like the Atal Tinkering Labs, a lot of end customers, a lot of, you know, application and usage of the technology. So if efforts put in, everything is in the right place, we may have a good growth in the yearly this year. So we can't give a number that we're looking at, but we always have a dream number that we want to achieve, which is more of in-house, you know, dream number.
Because I see right now, even you said the US order has not been shipped yet, right?
Yeah.
So that should come in the second half and plus whatever the organic growth that you're doing.
Yeah.
And with respect to the 3D printing farms, you said, suppose we're able to utilize all the machines, the 250 machines, the turnover could be what, around 7 crores?
Yes.
That's yearly or?
That's a yearly.
That's a yearly number.
Yes.
Okay. So then if we scale it up to 1,000, it could potentially go up to something like 25, 30 crores a year.
Yeah, so that's the fun part of the 3D printing farm, which, you know, we are not valuing in India, which across US and China. So what I know in China is that, just to give you a number, like you're asking me, when I went to China, I met some 3D printing farm owners who have 1,000 and 7,000 printers. They told me they covered the cost of the capital invested within 6 months of starting the farm.
Wow.
And then they've been running since 3 years and 4 years. After that, it's been just profit. So, you know, if we do the right job here, I think we'll do a much bigger than what they're doing in China also.
I think the gross margin is almost around 100% is what I can understand.
So there is no limit because it's an end customer product. So you can charge what you like because you are leading the space in that 3D printing farm right now.
And how much of this do you envisage you'll be selling, as your own brand and as a contract manufacturer?
So, sir, we are looking like, for capacity building also, we try to divide into 40, 60. We may, maybe 50-50, we make our own brand, 50% we try to get orders from the market, but we try to have our own brand in place so that sustainability of the farm also becomes easy. And we also envisage, just a thought. I mean, it's not something that we have worked on right now, but we feel that as 3D printing becomes popular in the customer and in the domestic modern trade and stores, later on, maybe in life, we will, come up with, collaboration with bigger brands, and we say, this collection is introduced by XYZ designer, XYZ actor or something, and then we just 3D print it. Because it's a product where, we can collaborate with any bigger brand and launch a collaborated, product. So, if such things fall in place, what we're looking at and what we're planning, maybe the numbers and the revenue will be much different and margins will become very different from what we're even thinking of right now.
So the immediate plan is to scale it up to 1,000, and then what would be the vision after that?
Sir, I've seen a farm of 7,000 printers, and I always dream that why not be the biggest? So that's how dreams are, and that's how you achieve it. So in India, nobody thought 3D printing can be a company which can be listed. So we thought we did it, and here we are today. So we always have something that we look forward. We always learn from somebody who's done it, and you keep it as a base, and you always want to grow bigger and better with a more calculative approach based on your country and your consumption and your customers. And that's what we'll be doing.
And the current printers that you've put up, 250, how's the response been for that? Till when would we reach like full capacity utilization on that?
Right now we are doing a good job. We are doing about 40-50% capacity where, we are doing prototyping, designing, in-house production. There are a lot of good news maybe coming in for Brahma and Winglets as a brand. So all that will come in the next half yearly. But team is producing, we are doing some good proto jobs. We are working with movie production houses. We are working with a lot of brands where they make different kind of masks and a lot of things for movies. So a lot of good projects are happening, and production capacity is now building and increasing.
Great, great. So I'm sure we'll need a bigger space soon and with all your efforts.
So right now we are in the center of Mumbai because we wanted to create an experience for somebody to see what a farm looks like. And also it was like more of a corporate office where we want everybody to come and experience. The next setup will not be in Mumbai, it will be in Bhiwandi or around area so that we can have a bigger setup, bigger space, and more capacity building, and things can be done there.
Wishing you the best of luck for that. You're doing a
Thank
great
you
job.
so much, sir. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Ladies and gentlemen, due to paucity of time, we will take that as the last question for today. I now hand over the call to Mr. Rahul Chandalia for his closing remarks. Over to you, sir.
Okay, one second. So guys, thank you so much for being a part of the entire calling, and we are trying to perform the best we can. We are putting in all our efforts. Right now we are there across 10 plus centers, and we continue to do the growth, continue to reach higher spaces. Also, as you are aware, 3D printing is a very new space. There is nobody in 3D printing which is doing such a big kind of work that we are trying to do. So it's a new space, it's a new learning, and every day we come up with new stuff happening. So we continue to grow in what we are doing, and I'm sorry that we couldn't answer everybody's questions. A lot of questions are still pending. We will again try to have this earning call in the coming time because like I said, I'm in Germany. I need to move somewhere right now. So thank you so much everybody, and looking forward to have a one more earning call in the coming time. Thank you so much, guys, for joining us. Thank you.
Thank you so much. On behalf of WOL 3D India Limited, that concludes today's conference call. Thank you for joining us, and you can click on the leave icon to exit the meeting. Thank you for your participation.
Thanks so much.